Red Dwarf trundles heavily through space. Clips of the different characters, aliens, and disastrous situations they get into. Red Dwarf. Written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor. Camille. On the spaceship.
Okay, let's try again. What is it?
It's a banana.
No, it isn't. Try again. What is it?
It's a banana?
No, it isn't. What is it?
It's an... It's an...
It's an orange. Go on, say it. It's an orange. This is an orange.
It's an... It's an... It's a banana. It's no good, sir. I just can't do it.
You can do it. I'm going to teach you how. Okay, what's this?
It's an app.
No, no, no. What is it?
Oh, it's no good, sir. I just can't lie. I'm programmed always to tell the truth.
Crichton, it's easy. Look, an orange, a melon, a female aardvark.
Oh, that is just so superb, sir. How do you do that? Especially calling a banana an aardvark. An aardvark isn't even a fruit. It's total genius.
Let's start again. Oh,
sir, my head is spinning. We've been doing this all morning.
Crichton, I'm going to teach you how to lie and cheat if it's the last thing I do. I'm going to teach you to be unpleasant, cruel and sarcastic. It's the only way to break your programming, man. Make you independent.
And I'm truly grateful, sir. Don't you think I'd love to be deceitful, unpleasant and offensive? Those are the human qualities I admire the most. But I just can't do it.
You can.
I can't.
Look, what's this?
No.
What is it?
Please.
Come on, what is it?
It's a small off-duty Czechoslovakian traffic warden.
Yes, you did it, you did it. What's this?
It's a red and blue striped golfing umbrella.
Yes, what's this?
It's an apple.
No,
what is it? It's the Bolivian Navy on maneuvers in the South Pacific.
Well, Crichton, man, you can do it.
No, I can't.
Yes, you... Oh, nice one.
Well, I can't hang around here. I better go away and take the penguin for a walk. I can do it. I did it again. I can lie.
Come here. Check this.
What?
Concentrate, Crichton. What's this?
It's a banana.
What's this?
It's an orange.
What's this?
You taught him that? That's terrific! You two should audition for What's My Fruit?
I did it wrong, man.
Oh, it gets better!
I just can't do it.
You can, you just did it.
I just can't do it, not when there's someone else there. What's a suitable human analogy? It's like trying to urinate in a public lavatory when you're standing next to a man 2 foot taller than you. It's just not possible.
What are you trying to do exactly?
He's trying to teach me how to lie, sir.
Any particular reason?
Yeah. Lying's a vital part of your psychological defense system. You're naked without it. If you can't lie, then you can't conceal your true intentions from other people. Sometimes that's essential. I mean, like, take Nelson. When he put the telescope up to his blind eye and said, I see no ships. Or like Humphrey Bogart at the end of Casablanca, where he lies to Victor Laszlo to protect the guy's feelings.
I understand the theory, sir. How many times have you made me watch that movie? I understand that it can be noble to lie. I just can't do it.
You can't. Look, what's this?
It's a banana. It always has been a banana. It always will be a banana. It's a yellow fruit that you unzip and eat the white bits. It's a banana.
Listen, have you got Crichton there with you?
Yeah, what's the prob?
The problem is I've been waiting fully 20 minutes for him in the hangar.
Oh, spin my nipple nuts and send me to Alaska. I'm supposed to take him asteroid spotting. I'll be right down, sir.
You'd better be.
Now, Crichton, remember yesterday's class, an introduction to insults?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Now, how do we describe the gentleman who's just been on the screen?
He's Mr...
No, come on, he's a...
He's a Smee.
Nearly, come on, nearly.
He's a Smee.
He's a...
He's a Smee.
He's a...
He's a Smeeg. Hey! I did it!
Brutal. Now the ultimate test. Can you say it to him in person?
Ah, Crichton, at last. Glad you could make it this millennium. What?
You're a smirk. Oh, forget it.
Outside, they fly past in the Starbug, a bright green ant-shaped ship.
Crichton, is there any possibility we can go just a little bit faster? I mean, so we're not being overtaken by stationary objects?
Sir? You're a Smee.
A Smee.
A Smee-hee.
A Smee-hee.
A complete and total one.
Hang about, I'm picking something up. Some kind of distress beacon.
I copy that, Holly. Quadrant 4, 9, or 7.
What is it?
Hard to tell. But whatever it is, it appears to be marooned on a planet in decaying orbit.
What's the safety margin? The
planet will explode in about 2 hours.
Forget it, it's too dangerous. Crichton, head for home.
We can't just leave them there, sir. There may be survivors.
Leave it, Crichton. That's an order.
What are you doing? I'm not plotting a course, sir, nor am I taking her down.
Yes, you are.
Neither am I rendezvousing with the crashed vessel, nor seeking for survivors.
Crichton, you are committing an act of mutiny. I could have you dismantled for this.
Smeeg. Oh, damn my programming.
The green ship's boosters flare and it veers off into space. Back on Red Dwarf.
You're not back yet? It's been hours?
No sign. What are you watching?
Oh, just a vid. This is a classic, man.
What is it?
Tales of the Riverbank, the Next Generation.
Oh, right, I've seen this. It's not as good as the original.
Well, they never really found anyone to replace Hammy Hamster, did they?
How could they? The dude was a diva. He smoldered. The camera loved him.
Yeah. He was the rodent's equivalent to Marlon Brando.
Whatever happened? Whatever happened to old Hammy? 1 minute he's a huge star running around on his own personalized gold wheel with as much EDAM as he could hold in his little cheeks. The next, obscurity.
Probably went on the slide, the series ended, couldn't find any more work, and then the ultimate humiliation. Hamstergrams.
Rimmer appears on the monitor.
Well, thanks a bunch. Thanks a smegging buncheroony.
Rimmer, where are you?
That idiot droid has endangered this entire vessel by landing on a planet that's about to explode, thanks to your foundation course in Advanced Rebellion.
Why?
So we can go and search some starship escape vessel, because there's a million to one chance there may be a survivor.
What, and you let him go off on his own?
Of course I let him go on his own. I was glad to get rid of him. He's flipped. He's got mad droid disease. Get waving a banana in front of me and calling it a female aardvark.
Well, you better get after him then, hadn't you, man? He might need some help.
Lister, this is all your fault.
Crichton's searching the crashed ship.
Hello? Is there anyone here? Can anyone read me? Oh, dear, what a terrible mess.
He drops his torch over a railing, then leans on it and falls off.
Oh, Mr. Rimmer, sir. Sir?
A hand reaches down and pulls him up. It's a Crichton lookalike. They stare at each other. Then they're walking back through the ship together.
I thank you from the very bottom of my rehydration units. You saved my life.
You responded to my distress call. You saved mine.
My name is Crichton.
They call me Camille. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Are you a 4000 series?
Yes, I'm the 4000 series GTI.
GTI? Oh, wow. I'm just a plain old 4000 series. You've got all the luxury extras like realistic toes and a slide-back sunroof head. Why are you looking at me like that? Is there something wrong?
Sorry. Stare mode cancel. It's just you have really amazing eyes.
Well, yeah, they're just the old 579s with the automatic 15 f-stop cornea. If you like, I could pop them out and you could borrow them. Heck, what a jerky thing to say.
I don't believe you would ever say anything which I would consider jerky.
Really?
Really.
Wow. Listen, I know this is going to sound like a corny line, but has anyone ever told you that the configuration and juxtaposition of your features is extraordinarily apposite?
You really know all the lines, don't you?
No, I really mean it. The way the light catches the angles in your head, it's enchanting. My name is Crichton.
You already said.
Oh, yes. Gosh, you must think me as stupid as a photocopier. So, where are the crew? What happened here?
Crichton. Do you believe in advanced mutual compatibility on the basis of a primary initial ident?
You mean what humans call love at first sight?
That would be an adequate synonym, yes.
Well, up until a few moments ago, I would have said it had a probability of 0 squared.
And now?
This gantry is unstable. I suggest you hang on to me. Oh, what is that fragrance? It smells divine.
WD-40.
I knew it. That's what I use on my neck hinges, too.
Crichton, this shouldn't be happening. Do you feel it too?
Do you mean the 93.72% compatibility factor?
I make it 93.75.
Oh, yes, I forgot to carry the 3.
Then say it. I want to hear the words.
Oh, but it sounds so ridiculous coming from a mechanoid.
Then say them in machine language.
Okay. In Z80012, using hex rather than binary and converting to a basic ASC2 code, Camille, I think I E5A908B7U.
You really mean that?
Camille, I'd do anything for you. I'd compute a 3-million-digit prime number with prime roots if I thought it would make you happy. I'd evaluate pi to infinity if it would make you smile.
Oh, Crichton, you make the most romantic calculations.
Crichton, can you read me? What's happening?
There are others?
Yes, why? What's wrong?
I can't meet them.
What do you mean?
The two of us alone, we could make that work. Please don't ask me to explain.
But Camille, this whole planet is about to blow. There isn't time.
Please, I can meet your shipmates. Trust me.
But you don't know them. You'll like them. Well, some of them. Well, one of them. Maybe. Sir, I'm making my way back.
What's kept you?
I found a survivor, sir. We're coming in.
On the crashed spaceship with Camille...
Begging you.
Now just relax. Everything's going to be fine. Mr. Rimmer, sir.
Where the smeg have you been?
Mr. Rimmer, sir, this is Camille. Camille, this is Second Tech Rimmer. She saved my life, sir.
Rimmer sees a beautiful hologram.
Yes, well, howdy.
Howdy.
You see, I knew you'd get along, didn't I tell you? Well, we haven't got much time. I better go and start up the engines and get us clear of the impact zone.
I'll come with you.
No. You wait here and get acquainted.
Crichton leaves.
Can I get you anything? Or anything?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
I just can't believe I've met another hologram after all these years.
Yes. I was second technician aboard that crate.
Second technician, that's what I am.
I always wanted to go further, but I'm a real dope when it comes to exams.
Me too.
So, what do they call you?
Well, my first name is Arnold, but the guys just generally call me Duke.
Duke?
Yes, well, they don't call me Duke absolutely all the time. In fact, sometimes months can elapse and they won't call me Duke at all. So don't call me Duke in front of anyone, because they might have forgotten. You know that they call me Duke. Sorry, I'm blabbering. I'm not very good at small talk.
Oh, I think you're perfectly charming.
Do you? Well, thank you. No one's ever said I was charming before. They've said, Rimmer, you're a total git. But never charming, no.
But I think you're very charming.
Really?
Very, very charming.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I just better go and see how Crichton's getting on. Excusez-moi.
Rimmer twirls his hands, then rubs them together happily as he leaves. Crichton has the controls while Rimmer's looking love-struck.
She's quite something, isn't she, sir?
She's enchanting.
You think so?
She's got everything. Style, taste, poise. She's absolutely lovely.
Oh, I'm so glad you think so, sir. I don't mind telling you, I think there's some romance in the air.
You sly old dog, Crichton. I think you're right.
Oh, sure. Her nose is a little loose, but to me, that's just cute.
I'll tell you something. She's so like my sister-in-law, Janine, it's untrue.
Camille looks like your sister-in-law? What happened? Was she involved in some kind of horrific car accident?
Who, Janine? No, of course not. She was a model.
And she looked like Camille?
Absolutely. The resemblance is uncanny.
What did she model? Spark plugs?
I happen to think she's very attractive.
You do?
Certainly.
Do you think I'm attractive?
You? Of course not. I think you look like a giant, half-chewed, rubber-tipped pencil.
Well, you can think what the heck you like, because there are some people in this big old wide cosmos who happen to think I'm pretty amazing looking, especially in the eye department. I thank you so very much.
The Starbuck docks inside Red Dwarf. Later, Crichton's massaging the android Camille's foot when Lister comes in and sees a different beautiful woman.
You're back ahead.
Ah, sir, you haven't met our visitor, Camille.
Hi.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll go and prepare your quarters. The penthouse suite on A deck should suffice.
Lister stares at her, dumbstruck.
Yeah, well, this looks fine. If you'd like to remove your clothes, we'll begin the examination. Sorry, Dave Lister, ship surgeon.
You're a surgeon.
Well, I'm not fully qualified, but I've seen every episode of Saint Elsewhere. Still, if it makes you feel uncomfortable, you know, we can completely dispense with the physical examination and go straight for the malpractice. So just lie back, relax, and I'll go and tell them a laughing gas. What you want, giggles or guffaws, it's all the same to me.
Something tells me you're not really a doctor.
What gave it away? The fact that I've gone fully 10 seconds without patronising you? This is weird, you know. The last two human beings in an infinite cosmos and we have to bump into each other.
Yeah, it is weird, isn't it?
And you realise we have an awesome responsibility.
We do?
Yeah, sure we do. We've got to rebuild the human race as quickly as possible. Do you want to start now or do you want to clean your teeth first?
And they say romance is dead.
Hey, the prospect of making love to a complete and total stranger is just as galling to me, you know. We've got to be completely professional about this. Totally clinical and unemotional. So just lie back, relax, and I'll go and slip into my Spider-Man costume.
Ah, Listy, I see you've met our ravishing guest. Camille, have you seen Crichton?
He went up to the penthouse suite on A-Deck.
Thanks muchly. Oh, Camille. It's just a silly thought, really. But I thought perhaps after you've settled in and you're feeling up to it, we could pop up to the projection room and I could talk you through my photo collection of 20th century telegraph poles.
Yeah, or if you fancy a slightly more entertaining even, you could just let them take you outside and shoot you through the head.
As it happens, Listy, Camille is into telegraph poles every bit as much as I am. Especially the 1952 Phase 4s with the triple reinforced wire.
What? You're into telegraph poles?
Of course not.
You see? What did I tell you? And she's also a big fan of Reggie Wilson.
What? You like Hammond organ music?
It's mindless pap.
Absolutely amazing, eh? Reggie Wilson, telegraph poles, it's uncanny how much we've got in common.
Are you okay, Rimmer?
Never better. Where is he, A-Deck?
Ciao for now.
He grins inanely as he leaves.
What was all that about?
What about?
You know, you were saying one thing and Rimmer was hearing another. How'd you do that?
Well, you'd probably have worked it out eventually. I'm a pleasure gelf.
Red Dwarf drifts through space. Inside, Lister walks through the ship and sees Kat.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Eraserhead tells me she's a mechanoid, and Captain Sadness makes out she's a hologram.
Well, she's both of those and neither of those. She's a gelf.
Gelf?
Yeah, a genetically engineered life form. She's a pleasure gelf. Creates to be everyone's perfect companion. Everyone who looks at her perceives it differently. You see what you want to see, guy. What you most desire.
Are you telling me if I go into that room, I'll see my perfect mate?
Yeah. And she'll fall instantly in love with you.
Oh, what exquisite treasure of loveliness lies behind those doors.
Well, knowing you, a 6-foot Valkyrie warrior maiden in scanty armor with a cleavage you can ski down.
Making me dribble. Well, here goes.
He puts on his best grin, walks into the room, and sees himself.
Hi, buddy. You're on me. Well, I'm the object of my own desire. Can you think of anyone more deserving? Well, if you put it like that, I guess you're right. Damn my vanity.
They high five, and he leaves again.
What did you see? Oh, just some gorgeous chunk of loveliness.
Come on, what did you see?
Oh, what a body.
What did you see?
My legs are still shaking. Someone get me a brandy.
Rimmer and Crichton are together.
Well, I should have guessed. It was all a mighty bit too strange. I mean, actually meeting someone who didn't want to vomit all over me in complete loathing and disgust.
I shouldn't take it so personally, sir. It's the same for all of us. We've all been made to feel foolish, used, chewed up, and spat out.
Look, she didn't mean us any harm. She can't control how we see her. She's a mirror for our obsessions.
Holly, what did you see?
I didn't see anything. I don't think I got any desires. Either that or my screen was foggy.
Camille walks in.
I guess I owe you all an apology.
Sorry, Dave.
Sorry, Duke.
Sorry, buddy. Heartbreaker!
I told you it wouldn't work, Crichton, if there were others. You're the one who's hurt the most. You're not used to these emotions.
Why did you lie to me?
Because I felt something really special for you, something I'd never felt before. I knew if you saw me as I really was, you'd be repelled.
Well, try me.
turn away and I'll change. I'll change to what I really am.
A large green blob with an eye at the end of a trunk.
I'm ready. This is what I really look like.
Oh.
What do you think?
Well, I think you look really nice.
Nice? She looks like something that dropped out of the Sphinx's nose.
He's right. I'm just a huge green blob.
True, but as huge green blobs go, I think you're really cute.
I don't believe you.
Okay, so you're never going to get on the cover of Vogue, but hey, neither am I. I think you're really sweet.
You're lying.
I can't lie. I'm a mechanoid.
You really don't think I'm repulsive?
Of course not. There's some humans not as attractive as you. Take Carl Malden. He was a famous actor. You think this changes anything? Camille, I'd be really grateful if you would join me for dinner tonight.
You mean that?
Parrot's Bar on G Deck. I'll meet you there at 8.
Flats or heels?
Lister walks into the sleeping quarters.
I can't believe he's really going through with this.
Look, if Crichton wants to take an amorphous green blob for a discreet tetra-tentacle, I say good luck to him.
I mean, me too. I mean, we all react differently, don't we? When Steve McQueen met the blob, he tried to kill it. He probably never crossed his mind trying to take it out to a restaurant. I have a great idea. They should go to a sushi bar. At least that way, the food won't look better than his date.
Sir, I respect your sense of dress more than anything, and I really appreciate your opinion of this outfit.
Crichton, if I was going out with a large ball of green slime, that's how I'd dress.
Thank you, sir. That means a lot to me. Well, don't wait up.
In the Parrot Bar, Crichton's sitting at the table in his DJ with the green blob next to him, her feeler in a bowl of soup.
Isn't this enchanting?
Oh, Crichton. Do you think we could make it, you and I?
It's the old, old story. Droid meets droid. Droid becomes chameleon. Droid loses chameleon. Chameleon becomes blob. Droid gets blob back again. It's a classic tale.
A toast, my love. To us.
They clink cocktail glasses. Then they're disco dancing and Crichton's grooving wildly. The spaceship spins balletically through the air. Then they're in a cinema.
Casablanca. What a movie. I must have seen it 1,000 times. Lister used to use it as part of my course. It's littered with examples of how lying can be noble.
From now on, my angel, Casablanca will be our movie.
Sorry to Gooseberry, Crichton, but we got a visitor down in the hangar. He wants to see Camille.
I was going to tell you, Crichton. Truly I was.
You have a husband?
We're androgynous, but I suppose you could call him my husband. Hector has a brilliant mind. He's been working on an antidote for our condition for years.
Hector's a blob, too?
We're both blobs, Crichton. I left him a long time ago. I thought he'd given up looking.
He must really think a lot of you.
I guess.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to tell him I met someone else. I'm going to tell him I'm staying here with you.
Crichton and Camille walk to the departure bay.
Mr. Lister, sir, would you be so kind as to take Camille's bag on board?
Certainly, Crichton. Anything you say.
Why my bag, Crichton?
Because you're getting on that craft with Hector where you belong.
No, Crichton.
Now, you've got to listen to me. Do you have any idea what you've got to look forward to if you stay here?
You're saying this only to make me go.
We both know you belong to Hector. You're part of his work. You're what keeps him going. If you're not on that craft when it leaves the hangar, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, for the rest of your life.
What about us?
We'll always have parents. I'm no good at being noble, kid, but it's pretty obvious the problems of two blobs and a droid don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy cosmos.
Are you ready, Camille?
I'm ready. Goodbye, Crichton.
Crichton watches emotionally as she wobbles off down the passageway behind Hector. Lister comes back.
You were lying, Crichton.
Yes, it hurt to do it, but it was her best shot at happiness. It's the old, old story. Droid meets droid. Droid becomes chameleon. Droid loses chameleon. Chameleon turns into blob. Droid gets blob back again. Blob meets blob. Blob goes off with blob. And droid loses blob, chameleon, and droid. How many times have we seen that story?
I suppose you're going to blame me for all of this, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Without your lessons, without your bananas and your movies and your aardvarks, none of this could have happened. You're a complete and total smeghead.
Oh, Crichton, you just insulted me.
Yes, I can lie, cheat, and be offensive now.
Crichton, this could be the start of a beautiful friendship.